Very few first ladies have been quite as iconic as Jackie Kennedy. She presented herself to America as impeccably self-possessed, gracious, graceful, and a host in the nation's first house.
It just seemed to me such a shame when we came here to find hardly anything of the past in the house.
Newly released interview tapes from NBC's Today Show show a very different side to Jackie Kennedy than the resilient and charming First Lady who led America by example through one of its greatest tragedies. These tapes show a First Lady who could be very opinionated, angry, judgmental, and even, as our next guest says, downright nasty at times. Barbara Leeming is a historian and author of Mrs. Kennedy, The Missing History of the Kennedy Years, and Jack Kennedy, The Education of a Statesman. Good morning. Nice to talk to you again, Barbara.
Good morning, Celeste. Nice to talk to you.
From these clips that I assume that you've listened to as well, what did you find that was sort of revealing about Jackie O?
I've only heard the clips so far, but what I thought immediately was that there are two things that we've got to remember when we're listening to them, and it's fascinating. First of all, we have to remember these are in March 1964. That's 3 months after Jackie had been through Dallas. And I think that as anybody who's watched very carefully what happened in Dallas and thought about it, you have to remember that this is a woman who'd been at the very edge of human experience. This is somebody whose feet were slipping on the blood-soaked floor of the emergency room while she was trying to hold on to, literally, to a piece of her husband's brain. This is somebody whose hair was matted with his blood, whose face literally was covered when his head exploded in her hands. So that when I say she was nasty here, this is somebody who is not in control of her emotions. This is somebody who is who's hysterical. But then I think the other thing that's absolutely fascinating in listening to these tapes so far is that we're hearing these tapes at a time when all of us know the very thing that she seems obviously to be trying to conceal in the tapes, and I'm talking about her marriage. This is a woman who had a very troubled marriage. We all know now what we certainly did not know then, that Jack Kennedy was compulsively unfaithful. And what I keep seeing in every clip that's released practically is another instance in which you understand just how desperately she wants to keep that secret. You know, she has to deal with this for herself. I've read an enormous number of letters of Jackie's written in this period, you know, to friends, and I've talked to people who knew her then, and there's no question that Jackie adored Jack. She loved him. She knew about what he was doing, but she loved him. That there's no question of. But I think that what you see in here again and again and again and again is it doesn't take Sigmund Freud to understand this, is that she is trying not to talk about this. And again, when she talks about Martin Luther King, what does she talk about? Sex. Martin Luther King, I heard, was setting up orgies, she says. When she talks about Sukarno, she's talking about looking at the paintings of his wives without any clothes on, naked to the waist, and she talks about his lecherous look. And then there's even a moment when she says, Jack's other side, and then she catches herself and she says, oh no, Jack was not crude. It's as if she's pushing stuff down and can't quite do it. And it's fascinating because, I mean, it's one of those things.
Yes, to hear her process. We're speaking with Barbara Leeming, who's the author of Mrs. Kennedy, The Missing History of the Kennedy Years, and Jack Kennedy, The Education of a Statesman. And we're talking about the newly released interview tapes of Jackie Kennedy that come from NBC's Today Show. Let's take another listen to Jackie Kennedy speaking here.
I was never any different once I was in the White House than I was before. But the press made you different. Suddenly everything that had been a liability before, your hair, that you spoke French, that you didn't just adore to campaign and you didn't bake bread with flour up to your arms. You know, everyone thought I was a snob and hated politics.
I say, now that is not from the NBC tapes. That is actually from the archives of the New York Times. And here's another comment that comes from those archives that I think is applicable here.
Jack never made me feel that I was a liability to him, but I was.
And Barbara Leeming, I'm wondering if that's kind of what, in these new tapes, Jackie is like kind of sifting through here.
Yeah, I think you're hitting it exactly. This is a woman who's trying to work out, not just for the public, but for herself, what she thinks about what has just happened to her. And obviously there was, during the presidency, an enormous transformation, as she says, in the public's perception of her, because people did think, you know, they didn't like her when she first came in. And they loved her by the end of it, and certainly they loved her after what she did at the time of the assassination. But she's also trying to work out what was going on between her and Jack. And remember, this is a 34-year-old woman. And what I think is going to be shocking for some people is to hear the unvarnished Jackie. I mean, this is what she's like behind the scenes. I mean, I've seen comments like this in letters to friends, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. But this was not, of course, the way that she spoke when she was giving an interview during the presidency. And she had, part of what her relationship was with Jack was based on her ability to be funny, to be sarcastic. And so we're seeing that. I mean, it's tremendously revealing in real life terms.
And absolutely fascinating, as you say, Barbara Leeming, historian, author of Mrs. Kennedy, The Missing History of the Kennedy Years, and Jack Kennedy, The Education of a Statesman, talking about these newly released interview tapes from NBC's Today Show with Jackie Kennedy.
I mean, in politics, things do change so quickly. And Jack would never, he'd often say that, never get in anything so deep that you've lost all chance of conciliation.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.